All right, as the speakers are making their way up, let me introduce Michael Baumer, who obviously needs no introduction. He's spoken many times, but I will introduce him, especially since this may be the last time for this particular conference. He's been practicing for 35 years. He started 40 years now? 40 okay, well, your year. Thing says 35. Okay, 40 this year, okay. And he started on the dark side with creditors, and then he switched over to debtor representation in 1997 when he started his own firm. Now, the thing I find really, really interesting about you is that you used to work construction at refineries, and then you were a grocery store manager. Yep. Which means he's a real person, right? Y'all thought before he became the maniac that he is now that he kind of started out that way, but apparently he was a real person at some point in time. But he is one of the very, very few people who holds a legal specialization in both bankruptcy and business bankruptcy and consumer bankruptcy work, which means he is the expert. And it seems like when we were looking for a moderator, he was the perfect moderator for herding this group of cats. So with that, let me turn it over to the moderator.
Well, part of the way I get to be the moderator is when we do the planning sessions. Judge Isker, when we were doing the planning session for this, and somebody should talk about, and I said, somebody should talk about the new student loan guidance. Well, that's me volunteering. Well, then we get the tentative schedule, and it says, you know, the moderator of the judges panel will be Michael Baumer. So I called one of the people at UT and said, tell Judge Isker thanks a whole bunch.
It's called voluntold.
They asked him why, and he said, it's not any fun if nobody picks a fight. And as you may have seen in the student loan talk, one person turned in questions. And some of those were in my outline anyway, so we'll do those first. Does Judge Perez allow proffers? will you?
What are you talking about? I'm the interloper. So I actually started out as a kind of state court litigator when I started practicing. And, you know, started doing a lot of bankruptcy work and basically became a full-time bankruptcy lawyer by 1982, 1983. So in state court, obviously, you put your witness on. And I've practiced a lot all over the place. And I think there's a place for proffers. As a litigator in me, I've always thought that if I had a good witness, I want to put them on. If I have a bad witness, I want to proffer because I can do a better job than the witness. But so I think the answer is if there's no objection, yes. And it expedites the proceeding. And I think in certain circumstances, particularly if you're having a remote hearing and the testimony is not particularly contested, it makes a lot of sense. So I don't know what I'm going to do, but that's what I... kind of my thoughts about it from my practice standpoint.
I think from a consumer practice perspective or from a judge's perspective on consumer cases, one of the things that we've always been very interested in is keeping the costs low. And so we're always concerned about like forcing people to take off work when they don't need to with respect to uncontested facts where you just need a prove up, you need a record, those kinds of things. And I think that's where we see proffers being the most effective and just from cost perspective and everything else. So when there is an uncontested fact, you can either get the parties to stipulate or you can have a proffer if, and it's pretty easy. You don't have to worry about the persuasiveness issue like you do like in front of a jury or otherwise on or on contested facts where you're trying to convince the trier of fact that your version of the facts is correct versus somebody else's, right? So